be do, do be do be do be do.
Boku wa ningen 100-5963-297 nani mo nai 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 nani mo nai集まりそう目と目を見つめ合い死にかけた国の嘘の話ばかり悲しい世界の声が聞こえる暗い心の中にどこかで見えない力が ああ 何が命の前に恐れを連れてきた未来に不安な静けさ全て教えるバーガー俺は死んじゃったみたいだ England, England Manchester, England, England 海の向こうに天才は僕さ神様も
僕さん、あとはここでも gave up for a piece of string and a rock to wind the string around. Everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around. Everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town is trying to burn the playhouse down. They want to stop the ones who want a rock to wind a string around. But everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town is trying to burn the playhouse down. They want to stop the ones who want a rock to wind a string around. But everybody wants a rock wind a piece of string around. If I were a carpenter, I'd hammer on my piglet. I'd collect the $7 and I'd buy a big prosthetic forehead and wear it on my real head. Everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads. Everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town is trying to burn the playhouse down. They want to stop the ones who want prosthetic foreheads on their heads. But everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads.
You are listening to Beep is to Beep is to Beep on Awesomeville.
That's right. That's right. It's not Sneak Attack. It's not Sneak Attack. And whoa, that's because I'm important. I got my own show. I'm somebody. I'm coming up. I got a piece of the pie. I'm pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of lonely in here. Not entirely lonely, because Mrs. Beep is here to keep me company and occasionally say things.
Hello, hello.
That's Mrs. Beep. She's modular.
I have modules.
She has his modules. So Sneak Attack is gonna be on Fridays for a little while. We kind of forgot to tell you that very much, except kind of at the end of the last show, and you were all like fell asleep by then. So now you know. And it's going to be Fridays. But that's okay. That's okay, because old Beep is going to keep you company on Mondays for a little bit. I'm going to be here spinning the tunes and rocking out. So basically what that means is I have no checks and balances. There's nobody who can stop me from doing pretty much whatever the heck I want. And that's kind of scary, really. I mean, I could do anything. I'm like a loose cannon. Loose. Cannony. Wouldn't you agree?
I've always thought you were very cannon-like.
I'm very cannon-like and loose. Totally loose.
Like a goose.
Goose. Cannon. Goose-ish.
Like a cannon that fires geese.
Goose-ishness. Yes. So I'm going to be wandering into some really, really strange places. So stick with me, Stick with me, and I'll try to make it, you know, worth your while, you know? So let's get on with the show.
Get hip to new technology. Get hip to new technology. From now on, we're only practicing technological witchcraft. We can get much stronger power with technological witchcraft. Use my broom just to sweep my room, and we'll floor.
witchcraft.
We'll get hip to semiconductors and all that silicon switchcraft. We will give our power that protection and control. Down with ancient demonology, up with all this new technology. We'll get hip to technological witchcraft.
Matter.
epic.
Hang on, guys. Just a little bit more.
It's an epic rogue story.
There's pick a hobbit or something. There's a lot of hobbits. There's like villages and boats. Like a train full of cool hobbits. Or a giant catapult.
Wait,
thinking and I wasn't scared. Why did I eat the acid? I wasn't prepared. The last time I did acid, I went insane. I was hanging with some friends, just getting loaded, when all of a sudden my mind exploded. I had a flash that I was gay and I got paranoid. I was sitting on the floor listening to Pink Floyd. The last time I did acid, I went insane. Before I was done, the picture started pulsing like an alien longing. I said, oh my god, this has just begun. And it was 12 more hours before I was done. We were up on the rooftop, and I'll tell you the truth, I was convinced I'd already fallen off of the roof. And these weird metal things all around that space were teleporting me from place to place. The last time I did acid, I went insane. So we ran back back downstairs where it was better to be, but I was trapped in spiral staircase infinity. And when we got to the door, I couldn't go inside, cause it was the gates of heaven and I had died. The last time I did acid, I went insane. And this kid named Grim, he punched a cat in the head. He could read my thoughts, that's what he said. And he described what it was like, but I didn't believe it. Like lifting a rug and seeing stars beneath it. Ooh. And the first rule of tripping was, don't be with people you don't trust. The second rule of LSD, the rooftop is not a good place to be. The third rule is to be prepared. The fourth rule is to not get scared. The fifth rule is to stay serene. Turn off your mind and flow downstream. The sixth rule is to have a good friend at hand. The seventh rule, I hope you understand, is not to look too deep into your soul, or you might find a hideous, hopeless hole of hatred, hunger, infinite, idiot, mindless, meaningless, nothingness, 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 nothingness. And that's what I did. And every aspect of life that I selected was instantly and brutally dissected. I saw the horrible emptiness within, the reasons behind everything. And it was in that moment that I went insane. Cause I figured, why bother doing anything again? I didn't understand my thoughts revealing themselves to be the truth behind everything I'd ever wondered and believed revealed itself to be. I've just discovered the meaning of life.
And who hasn't had, you know, a weekend or two like that in their day? But yeah, I'd like to sort of apologize for the sound quality, because there's so many knobs and switches, and I don't have a Mungo in functioning order at the moment, and that makes it difficult. And also the mixing, because I don't have a functional Fleeble, it's kind of like I'm in a submarine at like 20,000 feet, and we hit like a whale, and nobody knows what's going on. I mean, we're just like, we're in the air, we're in a submarine, there's a whale. How the hell did that happen? Because, you know, I'm a submarine sailor, and I'm used to being underwater and not in the sky. And if I hit a whale, that would be surprising, because we have sonar and stuff. But, yeah, that's where I'm going anyway.
So, I guess I should do a readback, because Mungo always likes to do those, and, I'm so lonely. So we heard, I'm gonna go backwards, because, I don't know why. We heard, Jeffrey Lewis with The Last Time I Did Acid, I Went Insane. The Toucan Pirates, A Pirate's Life for Me. I grabbed that off of Mungo's discard pile. Then we had A Noisium with A Stairway to Heaven in 1 minute. The Legendary Pink Dots with Princess Coldheart. Background with Alien Abduction.
then a very old bit from Nina Hagen called Hotzi Waldera, and then a bit from General Electric called Technological Witchcraft. Then way back there, we heard They Might Be Giants, We Wanna Rock, and then the Japanese cast of Hair doing The Flesh Failures, which is, you know, better known as Let the Sun Shine In. So, what do you all think, like, the future's gonna be like? Because I think it might be either kind of shiny, or it might be on fire. Those are my two guesses, really. I don't know which, but it's definitely one of those. And, you know, that's kind of worrying, really. I mean, it's all shiny. And it could be shiny and on fire, I guess. But, that would be hard. Be very, very hard.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's how I cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
If you read it. Okay, we're recording!
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. No, every bit of his finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right. Cut.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna get it again.
beep-a-stoo-beep-a-stoo-beep on awesomeville.us.
That's right, it's beep-a-stoo-beep-a-stoo-beep. It's not sneak attack at all!
Because we're doing the sneak attack on Fridays for a little bit. We told you a little bit earlier, we told you that, and we told you that like late last Monday. But other than that, you know, we haven't put it on the website, and we haven't really, you know, told anybody, and yeah, we suck. We suck a lot. But, you know, we're all busy. We all got our things that we're doing. Some of us are doing the same things, and some of us are doing different things in the same way, or same things in different ways. It's, you know, it's really hard to keep track of. I mean, there's running back and forth and up and down, and there are stairs, and there are ladders, and, you know, it's entirely probable that we will be eaten by a Gru. And there's really nothing you can do at that point except, you know, go left, north, north, left, left, north, pick up stick, walk through door. You can't walk through door because there's a pygmy with you. And why is there a pygmy with you? I've never entirely understood that. I mean, the pygmy thing, it's very, very strange. Like, I mean, I could see if it was, you know, a Hottentot. But not a pygmy. I mean, they're pretty easy to get through doors with. On the whole, pretty easy to get doors with. Through doors through, with the doors. If you're a door, if you've ever been a door, if you know anyone who's a door, if you'd like to be a door, or just look like one.
tierra al comandante Tom.
Yes.
Control de tierra al comandante Tom.
Yes, estoy gira.
Tome sus pastillas, pongas el yelmo.
Tómala están.
Control de tierra al comandante Tom.
Sí, le oigo, le oigo.
Comenzando cuenta atrás, motores en marcha.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
La ignición vaya con Dios.
¡Ay!
Este es el control de tierra, Tom. Conteste si está bien. Si se atreve a consumar esta misión, abra la escotilla y salga al exterior.
Atención, control a tierra, Tom. Voy a intentar salir.
Comuníquenos cómo está de palpitaciones.
Comunico que estoy a...
Por favor, no sea usted impertinente.
Tirote. Lo pilota el presidente.
Atención, atención, comandante. Salga de una vez y diga lo que ve.
Tierra, tierra, digo tierra, que así habla el comandante. No que vea tierra, no veo nada porque llevo la calfancha para atrás. Ahora ya empieza a ver por un ojo. El derecho. ¿Y acaso?
Abre bien, abre bien.
Abro bien, ya abro bien. Ahora ya veo por otro. Ahora estoy viendo a mi lado algo que flota. Como yo, en la peseta. También flota a mi izquierda el franco, francés. Cuidado, baja como un meteorito picado el dólar. Cuidado que baja el dólar a la tierra, cuidado. También la libra esterlina, esta va más rápida aún. Ojo con el escudo portugués. Se ve que va perdiendo.
Siga informando, siga informando.
Allá arriba de una luz pequeñita. Es el planeta dulce. Está el precio del azúcar clavado al lado. Mucho más alto veo el precio del aceite. Pero muy lejos el fondo.
Atención, comandante, mire hacia abajo y diga que ve.
Veo una masa quieta. Debe ser lo de la SEA. Un poco más a la izquierda veo como dos focos. Dos fábricas ardiendo deben de ser. Me parece que voy a quedar 7 años sin coche, voy andando a todo.
Atención, atención, comunique, ¿sí? Comunique.
Cuidado que esto se mueve, cuidado que me tiran del cordón. ¡Ay!
Thank you.
That was... There. That was Sarah, Hannah, and Leah Piesel within the Highways. That's off of the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. I don't know why they call them soundtracks, because if you try to run on sound, you fall into the sand, and then you go bleh, because you got sand. Then we heard Hermanos Calatrava with Space Oddity. Cementimental with An Awkward Perspective Baboon Astronaut. Then Fairfax High School Band with Popcorn. Before that, Fantomas with Megalisa. Then Yoshino Daisaku and Prostitute with Yami no Naka no Dopai Kenkenkin. Something like that. Before that, we heard Colonel Sanders with KFC Commercial. That was the actual Colonel Sanders. And before that, Instrumentarium Hopkins with Chewing Music. What do you have to say to that? Come on.
I like cheese.
And where do they grow cheese?
They grow cheese on the moon in the cheese pastures. They're all parted out for the different kinds of cheese. Some of the cheeses are grown subterraneanly.
So how much does a cheese farmer get paid on average, like, you know, before or after moon tax?
Unfortunately, the moon is not very advanced in their labor laws, and it's mostly an indentured servitude kind of deal that they've got working there.
Do they have, like, dental or anything?
No, all their teeth are knocked out.
Oh, that's you know, I mean, you got to do that sometimes for safety.
The hard cheese farmers do actually get to keep some teeth.
Some of them?
Yeah.
Just like, which ones?
Usually some of the back chewy ones.
That's some forward thinking.
They got to test their,
really? Yeah.
Their crops.
Yeah, because it's hard, the cheese, as has been discussed.
Yes.
By us.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes.
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 Fruity OG bars make a man out of a mouse. Fruity OG bars make you bust out of your blouse. Hear 'em all the time. Let 'em blow your mind.
Ah! 我很丢脸, 我没有吃
Fruity OG bars.
Thank you. Now, you can stick that, now, you can stick all this philosophy so far up the back, up your backside, it comes out in the cavities of your teeth. I don't care what Swanko or Jim or any of these femmes from, no, they're all a bunch of fucking femmes, you know, no, screw 30 years ago. I've had it with all this crap. Live in the present. Because it's a goddamn ripoff. Don't tell me about Russ. Oh, yeah. Well, if I knew then what I knew now, I could possibly re-engineer things a little bit better. I have people that use parallel event. Look, let me tell you something. A lot of people say that mathematics and parallel event are not related to each other. They are and they're not. And you'd have to understand quantum mechanics to understand what I'm talking about. Now, in the days of John, they didn't have quantum mechanics. You know, when he went back to his own time and recorded the Battle of Armageddon, you know, he used words like spirited. He was spirited up to the future. He was spirited back to his own time. You know, they didn't use the word, I mean, all they had was messenger angel. They didn't have android. Android and angel, they both created, they're words for created being. One's a spiritual word, one's a scientific word. But not all androids are for messengers. Some of them are for fighting. Some of them are for scaring people and confusing people. In fact, they're even labeled with numbers. Now, the model that the people think come from space, the ETs, the goofy-looking things with the black eyes, they were the first androids ever made. And they were used to come back in time, in circular time vessels, and scare people. Once our military in this country got onto some of this shit, at first they thought they were from space, too. Now, no. The electromagnetic spectrum is a very dangerous fucking thing. If I were to tell you all the properties and ingredients that will become known about it someday, you would either shit your guts out or have a heart attack simultaneously, or at least one or the other. I'm telling you right now. You couldn't dare absorb what I know. I know shit that if I were to say it all at once to anybody, they'd go fucking stark raving crazy at light speed. No, I've learned to handle my fucking nightmares. It's taken me millions of years to live with this hassle. Now, no. It's taken me one whole hell of a long time to live to, you know, you don't know how heavy my cross is. No, I never said that. All I told him, and I'm going to tell you almost word for word, when you have the 50 richest families on the planet trying to do you in covertly, secretly, you know, there's no way that any police department, there's no way that anybody in any authority is ever going to be able to be proven. They have a way of using intentionally created parallel event. They can do things to you to destroy you. And to try to explain it, you know, we'd be all fucking day. You know, if you wanted to go down to Atlantic City or out to fucking Reno or Vegas, you know, whatever. And, you know, every time a red odd number comes out at a particular table, every time a red odd number comes out, you keep track, you know. Is there a 1 to 18 the next time or a 19 to 36 the next time? Every time there's a red odd, you get a low that follows or a high. Now, if you're at a particular table where there's a strong parallel event for one or the other, and you want to fucking bet $1,000, you know, a few times, I mean, you're going to kick fucking ass if everybody used these casinos would be closed down.
Beep is to beep, is to beep, is to beep. Is to beep, 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 is to beep.
Welcome back to Beep is to Beep is to Beep and not at all Sneak Attack, because there will all be back, you know, on Friday. But until then, it's just me hanging out with the cats and Mrs. Beep in Beep Labs, just sort of doing our thing, doing a little thing, and got some things going on and stuff. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely correct. I have a fat cat sitting on me. All is normal.
All is totally normal. There is no need to panic. Whatever you do, do not panic. Is that right?
That is correct.
Do not panic. There's no reason. There's nothing productive can come of it. It just, you know, you just knock things over, and then you'll miss them. Oh man, I panicked, and I knocked that over, and my aunt gave that to me, and I had money in it, and that was sad. So, I mean, you don't want to be sad, do you?
No, think of the heirlooms, people.
Think of the heirlooms. Won't somebody think of the heirlooms? So, you seen anything good on TV lately?
I don't watch TV.
Oh yeah, me either.
That movie we saw was pretty good, though.
We saw a pretty good movie about crossword puzzles. It was all about crossword puzzles and a competition and how they're made, and Clinton was in it, which was pretty cool, because he hasn't, you know, annihilated the country. He just, you know, had sex under his desk, and that's pretty cool. And he was crosswords, which also doesn't annihilate the country. Just once in a while you misspell something, and you go, aw, man. Yeah?
Yeah?
Mm,
yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah? So that was pretty good. And then we saw something else a little while ago. We saw Pan's
Labyrinth.
I talked about on Sneak Attack about how, yeah, that was a shocker. I wasn't expecting it, and you should see it and not expect it.
I saw King Kong versus Godzilla, but you didn't get to see that.
No, because I'm learning how to make little things out of other little things. That's my new thing, making the little things.
Dim the lights. The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns. Dim the lights. That there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns.
You know, some things neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so, I suppose.
We now know we don't know.
Goodness, I don't think so, although that's what I think.
I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, I assume it's what I said.
Low density, high demand assets.
Dim the lights. There are also unknown unknowns.
There are a whole series of things that ought to be looked at. We know of certain knowledge that we have, that we go on television and we say things that we know are absolutely not true.
If I know the answer, I'll tell you the answer, and if I don't, I'll just respond cleverly.
We have absolutely no evidence. 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 We have absolutely no evidence. And the lethality is multiples of what we have previously experienced.
I believe what I said yesterday.
Dim the lights.
What we are seeing is not the war in Iraq. What we're seeing are slices of the war in Iraq. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Well, I shouldn't get into this. Is diplomacy, and I don't do diplomacy.
I am shocked.
Sort of. Stating what might be preferable is simply stating what might be preferable.
I would not say that the future is necessarily less predictable than the past. I think the past was not predictable when it started.
If I said yes, that would then suggest that that might be the only place where it might be done, which would not be accurate, necessarily accurate. It would, might also not be inaccurate. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think.
The dumbest thing anyone could do would be to stand up here and start previewing things that somebody's thinking about or not thinking about, or starting to disabuse you of each thing somebody tells you that we're thinking about, because then the first time we don't disabuse you, you'll say, oh, that's what they're going to do.
Well, we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
I'll figure it out. I'm going to use all the power of my brain.
Dim the lights.
How can you tell a blade chuck roast from an arm chuck roast? The blade chuck roast has a long, thin cross-section of the shoulder blade bone, and the arm chuck has a small, round arm bone. Both make excellent pot roast. The arm chuck has less waste, fat, and bone, but the blade chuck is usually more tender and can be oven roasted if it's USDA Prime or Choice. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Into the first lesson here, and you can learn next few minutes, 30, 15, 20, whatever it takes, and we'll have some real good fun together. And I know you can learn as well as I did, and anybody else can learn, but best thing, just keep it to yourself, you know, and you can have more fun. First thing you got to do, you got to learn their name. For if you don't know their name, you can't holler at their name. You can't holler it out. They don't know who you're hollering at. And first thing you gotta do in your first lesson here is you gotta get down real low, grunt. Can you grunt? If you can grunt, go with me. Let's go together. On three, grunt. One, two, three. See? If you can't do it that time, let's try it again. On the count of three, let's grunt together again. One, two, three. See how it is? Can you grunt like it? If you can grunt like it, why, then it won't be long till you can be a thorny voice. All you have to do is just keep practicing over and over. Just listen tape a few times and you'll get right on to it. So we'll go together with a word now. Are you ready for a word? Just say Bill. You can say Bill real loud, just in your natural voice. Let's say Bill together. Bill. Bill. See how easy it is? Now let's grunt once and say Bill.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
See, now let's see you track now. Let's try it together.
Hey, Bill.
So let's go with Bill again. Bill. See, anybody can say Bill if they can talk tall. So let's grunt again. Real easy to grunt. Just, Then keep going real low. See?
Hey, Bill. Hey, what you doing?
See, just clear your throat real good, then you can keep right on.
I see. I have learned something today. I have no idea what. So I'd like to say a little something, a little public service announcement about escalators. You stand on the right, you walk on the left. That's not hard. It's not hard at all. If you're on the left and you're standing, that means you're an asshole.
There's a diagram on top of some escalators to show you how you're supposed to do it.
And if you need that diagram, there's something wrong with you, and you might, you know, think into carousel or a similar solution, you know, generally. It's just, you know, just instead of going down that escalator, just find the railing of, like, the middle of the mall that goes down to, there's, like, a fountain down there, and see if you can miss the fountain. Because, seriously, stand on the right, you walk on the left. Is that hard?
You stand with your arms akimbo in the middle. Yeah? No.
No.
No. No, wait.
No, you don't.
No, do it again.
You stand on the right, you walk on the left.
Okay.
You know, where the other people are walking?
You stand in front of them.
No.
No.
No, you walk there. You don't stand there, because eventually I'm going to snap, and I'm going to brain you with whatever I just shopped for, and that could be an anvil. So, you know, watch yourself. I've got the death sentence, 12 systems.
Hey! Thank you. from vagina. Vagina is where I was born. Vagina was where I witnessed the first moment of life. Then I was taken away from vagina for 17 years until I met my wife, whereupon I happily returned to vagina. After nearly 2 decades of dependency and complacency, I had lost my vagina again. I was homesick. I wanted my goddamn vagina back. According to my highly personalized understanding of demographics, everyone is from the same province. Vagina!
Next satellite radio broadcast, a new radio broadcast system. Here's my mix. Good evening, I'm George W. Bush, President of the United States. I'm so pleased to be working with Senator Clinton. She is a fabulous woman.
Thank you, President Bush. As you know better than most, as all of us know, we must say nuclear. Seriously. Obviously.
No doubt in my mind.
No doubt.
Nuestros hermanos y hermanas. Ame al prójimo como a sí mismo. Love your neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself.
With great frequency and vigor.
Como a sí mismo. It's a universal call. Como a sí mismo. It's a universal love. I should have done this 4 years ago.
What? Amazing, isn't it?
Que Dios le bendiga. Como a sí mismo. People try to put us down.
People like you and me.
I don't think so, Bill. Just because we get around.
Welcome to Washington. Goes with the territory.
Things they do. Look awfully old. I seriously suggest you go. We have got to work together, poppycock, to eradicate poppycrock. To eradicate poppycrock. And as a matter of fact, I'd call it crap.
Crap?
Huh? I wouldn't call it crap. Crap? Yeah, crap. Oh my goodness.
What's going on?
Blow the whistle. We have a problem. Poppycrock. Poppycock. Poppycrock. You're in control of your life, not the government. The government's not dictating, you know, what you, how you do things. You are.
At this critical time, in this complicated situation we find ourselves in, let us be unequivocally clear. If we allow this dehumanizing rhetoric to go unchallenged, it can spread, and it can take young minds and twist and pervert them. That infection is contagious. That infection is contagious, and it can spread.
Kind of like a dog chasing your tail. Stop. That's a cheap shot.
It has to end now.
Let me finish. If I were to ever say, wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong... Wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. Wrong war at the wrong time at the right wrong place. The wrong war at the wrong place. Wrong war, wrong time, wrong place. Wrong war, wrong time, wrong place. It's the wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. You would have had trouble containing yourself from laughing out loud at the president. It's a sad situation. Too much poppycock here in Washington, D.C. Poppycock. Disassemble. Is that the verb you used? Disassemble. That means not tell the truth. Give the man a blot. I got a hop. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Ciao.
Start projector now.
Could be more fun than jumping in your car and heading down the open road with your family beside you. Frankly, heading down the open road with a blonde like that beside you. A recent survey reveals that over 4,300,000 motorists take to the highway every Sunday, and that often as many as 218 of them get back safely. Motoring as a hobby offers relaxation. It provides thrills. It reveals new sights. It stimulates your mind. And last but not least, it tears the hell out of your car. Of course, when motoring great distances, you must anticipate mechanical difficulty. Sometimes the trouble is of a minor nature and can be remedied simply by installing a new motor. On the other hand, the trouble may prove serious, and you'll find yourself stranded. When in this position, one has to solicit the aid of others in transit. This means of getting from one point to another is more commonly referred to by the colloquial term hitchhiking. It has been successfully employed by various types, such as college youths, the Wanderlust fraternity, and the Knights of the Open Road, better known as hobos. A fundamental principle in making the hitch is to arouse sympathy, and at the same time project a friendliness or personality that will win over even the wariest of motorists. You will find in most cases that the average motorist is suspicious. Consequently, the successful application of the hitchhike principle rests principally with your ability to cast aside the motorist's suspicion at his first glance. The actual physical phase, that is to say, by all means, do not seem over-anxious. The bare fact of the matter is, who isn't anxious? That is to say, if the motorist feels you're anxious, and who isn't, it might mean the slightest but important difference between his stopping or not stopping. Then again, I'm a married man, but of course, that doesn't stop me from thinking about it, and, well, if the motorist suspects your motives, there's only one thing to do, and I'd love to. Of course, the unidigital extension method is traditional and quickly recognized by... The best things in life are three. No, two. I mean, that is to say, free. The best breast in things... my wife and kiddies... let it go. Let it go.
This is Beepistabeep on awesomeville.us.
I love you.
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 I love shoes.
I...
Pokey in the eye. Kick you in the shin, rip your lungs out, slap you silly, tear your shirt off, disconnect your phone, pull your hair out, give you a paper cut, spill your milk, bounce your checks, burn your dinner, hack your limbs off, scratch your records, bop you in the nose, slap you silly, inject you with a lethal toxin, hide your car keys, publish your private diary, ring your doorbell, call your dog silly names,
Spot.
Dent your fender, rain in your parade, ruin the ozone, destroy your planet.
I love you.
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 No, I love you.
I love you.
I'm gonna take it like a dancer.
And that's a funny thing for me to say because, well, I don't know, I find it kind of difficult to talk to most people, you know? I mean, when I get in a crowd of people, I sort of stand around and try to look like I'm busy or reading something or looking at a picture or something like that. And I think that's why I got interested in music, you know? But you know, I get in a crowd of people, and if I can just go over in a corner and sit down and just take the guitar and at the right moment, just start something simple happening, you know? Something real easy. And yet, as I play, work in just real subtle changes. You know, the kind that nobody notices. I mean, they're all there talking and drinking their martinis and having a wonderful time. And I'm sitting here in the corner playing this guitar and doing the wildest things. But all the changes are so subtle, you know? Like I might use a little accent here, like this. Or just a slightly different chord, and no one will notice it, you know? And it's such a great thing. So incidentally, I wonder if you'd be interested in buying this guitar. I'll tell you, see, I'm supposed to be in Reno next weekend, and well, if you don't want to keep the guitar, I could take it back later. But it's a real great guitar, see, and I spent about $55 for it. Well, I bought it in Mallorca, you know, from this flamenco singer. And, well, if you could give me $20 right now, how about 15? Well, look, I mean, I can... Well, look... If you give me the money, I'll pay it back to you. Well, I know, but... Yeah, well, how about, say, 10? Well, you see, the thing is, I can't go home unless I've got this dough, because I told my wife that... Well, I know, but... Well, could you give me $5? Well, look, I can pick up the booze for you later.
And that was Snapson and ETV. Before that, we had Shorty Pedersen with Guitar for Sale, Ovo with Mammut, Head and Leg with Poke You in the Eye, I Love You.
I Love You.
Then we had The Hitchhiker by Unknown. We had RX with My Generation, a favorite with Sneak Attack, and with me too, because I'm part of Sneak Attack, although they aren't here right now. They'll be back on Friday as I continue to say over and over throughout the night, because that's, you know, one of my...
Friday.
Edge of your seat and all that. let's see, before that we had Peter Galt and Amy Rochelle with Cosmic Vagina, The Mind Ripper with Hey, Another Unknown with Throw Your Voice. So apparently he was trying to teach us ventriloquism.
Ventriloquists are scary.
Yeah. And then we had Blurt with I Don't Like Your Face, Sarah Beck with Blade and Arm Chuck, Ed Flynn and Donald Rumsfeld with The Lights Are Dim, Mark from New Jersey with Android and Angel. I think we'll be hearing a little more from him before the night is over.
Yeah, that guy's on to something for sure.
He's on to something. Then Takashi Tarachi with Theme from Symphony No. 6. Yes, Japanese surf guitar Beethoven. And then we had Freeform with Takeshi's Mud Dauber. Yeah, I'm not really sure why. But that's pretty much what we had. You want to hand me one of those over there?
Yeah, no problem.
Can you grab me one of those?
Yeah, hang on a sec.
Cool. Just, you know, off that pile. Just any one of them.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Top of the pile, bottom of the pile, middle of the pile. If you pull real fast, you can do a magic trick. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Because I'm just going to sort of open this up somewhere where there's a little bit of a wordy bit. And I'm going to tell you that in previous issues, as a test of his character, Yusuke was given a spirit egg, a mysterious creature which grows based on its owner's psyche. With the help of the spirit guide Botan, Yusuke has been performing good deeds for strangers. Whatever good deeds a ghost can do, of course. So the egg received positive psychic energy and a hatch into something nice. Meanwhile, his physical body lies in a coma, watched over by Keiko and Yusuke's young single mom.
That sounds like a good story.
Words to live by.
Dance and Captain Christie are now in flight. We are all holding waist in a long line, and we will follow each other as we swing and sway down the Milky Way. On your toes, children. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. We are flying in space past Mr. Moon. Hi, Mr. Moon. And there's Mrs. Sunshine. Let's see who else we can find. Well, there's the North Star. Let's wave to the North Star. And the Big Dipper. Astronauts, we have just hit a moon crater. It's time to make footprints on the moon. Let go of the waist and everybody make big footprints on the moon as we march in a row. Ready, go! Right, left, right, left. Follow your leader. Right, left, right, left. Knees up high. March, 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 march. Footprints on the moon. March, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Astronauts, our spaceship is now starting to spin. Let's form a circle like the rings around Saturn. Everybody hold hands to form the ring and travel around the circle. We now see all the planets as they come floating by. Each planet will appear in the center of the ring. First the small ones. Here comes Mercury. You will be Mercury. Spin fast as a planet, Mercury. And here we have Venus in the center. It is fun to be a spinning planet. Whirl and twirl, Venus. Watch out! Here comes Earth, our home and favorite planet. It spins so well. Now on to Mars, the planet with the funny little green men. It really turns well, whirling and twirling. Now you be in the center and be Jupiter, our biggest planet, and show how you spin. Keep turning, Jupiter. Captain Christie now wants you to be Uranus and show how you can spin. Now here comes Neptune spinning on by. It is the best to spin, but just don't blink your eye. Now last but not least, we can't forget our smallest planet by far, Pluto. Spin, Pluto. Isn't it fun to be a planet in space? Now all the planets spin to the right. Twirl and whirl. Stop. All planets spin to the left. Whirl and twirl. Stop. Big winds are now pushing our spacecraft around. Arms are going to float up and down, up and down. Arms will go front, up. They will open the second and down. Arms go front, up, and open to second, go down. Now the right arm will go up, high in the air, open to second, down. Left arm, front, high in the air, open and down. Our spaceship has hit some turbulence. It is very rough. Our bodies are weightless and we are very light. All children chasse around the circle. Slide, slide. One, two, three, four, keep on sliding. Now we're ready for everyone to skip. Practice skipping on the moon. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Now we are flying around the room, doing saute hop, step hop, step hop, arabesque and back. Saute hop around the room, speeding through space, step hop. Now everyone hop on the right foot. Ready, let's go. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, change feet. Hop on the left foot. Now everyone hop in a circle. Two, three, four, five. Ready for the countdown. Go to a squat position on your spot and get ready to jump up when we call your number. Are you ready? Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, everybody blast off!
Mm-hmm.
chromium tabs, chewable organic time release, acidophilus powder for friendly intestinal flora, extra high potency bioflavonoids. But wait! No bulk, no bulk, I've got to have bulk. No bulk, no bulk, I've got to have bulk. Fiber, 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 fiber. Kelp, choline, L-glutamine, chewable organic time release, ginseng, bee pollen, brewer's yeast, 7-grain spleen tabs, psyllium hydrophilic mucilage. Yes! Yes, bulk! Yes, bulk! I've got to have bulk! Yes, bulk! I've got to have bulk! Fiber, 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 fiber! B1, B9, B2, B4, B6, B8, be smart!
Hi, and now for our recipe of the week. 2 tablespoons of soy lecithin, half a cup of brewer's yeast, whole banana, 1/4 cup of papaya juice, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1 pinch of dolomite powder, 4 ounces of marmite, 2 bouillon cubes, and mix.
Desiccated liver snacks, para-aminobenzoic, no-stress Arecibo wafers, concentrated liquid fructose, essential fatty acids. But wait! No bulk, no bulk, I've got to have bulk. No bulk, I've got to have bulk. Fiber, 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 fiber. B1, B9, B2, B4, B6, B8, be smart!
So I took what happened in Oakland in the late 1960s. No. You don't understand interdimensionalization of sapienics. You don't understand zero-dimensional technology. All you understand, no. With you built a 74WP system back in 79. You thought you were Jesus Christ. You were going to take over the world. And all you did was cause a mountain to fucking go. That's all the fuck you did, Jack. And then, because I had a bad erase head on my reel-to-reel, a conversation I had with you didn't quite erase when I sent something down to the U.S. Copyright Office. No, in 85, punk brain. No. You are a super dweeb. I never said that. What I said, asshole. Well, anything he says and the truth can be measured in distances in fucking, light centuries, all right? Anything he says and measured in distance from the truth could be measured in light millennia. Would you shut the shit up? I don't care what Cohen and Judas Iscariot would say, because that was his real goddamn name. No, he'd stick a knife so far up your back. Time travel has been going on for billions of fucking years on this planet. Interdimensionalization and the reality of how it's done, it's got nothing to do with it. I first noticed it when I started keeping a life journal many years ago. Shut up, I broke my balls trying to convince. I wrote letters to people. People laughed and said I belonged in a fucking state hospital, so I shut up after a while. Ha ha, yeah. Hey, what? No! Hey! No! Don't defame my family! My family never did a damn thing to you. If you want to come over here, we can have a nice fist fight anytime you want. But don't say shit about my uncles and shit. Cocksucker. No, Danny wouldn't say that. Danny was cool. He's not a terror wolf like you. Shut up! Shut up! I don't care what happened at Maxfield! I swear there's going to be an earthquake someday in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and Haddonfield, New Jersey is going to sink under the whole goddamn mantle! It doesn't work like the TS system, you liar. My dad was in the military, and let me tell you something. My dad went to his cum-eating grave without ever spelling classified shit. So don't believe what the scumball government ever tells you. My father was loyal to the U.S. Navy. Shut up! I don't give a blasted shit what Adams or that miserable motherfucking lieutenant on the... You know where, I won't say it through the phone. I don't care what they have to say. That's why I love the President of the United States so fucking bad. I think he's the greatest human being in the world, despite what Dave says. So why don't you shut up? It'll be proven to me, all right? If all of a sudden my worst enemy became your best friend, I'm not going to hate you for that. I hate you for driving my blood pressure up all the time. But who you keep company with, buddy, is your business. I mean, you know, well, it was spurious with the IFB and the PE and all the bullshit. Yeah, I'll go along with that because ever since Election Day 92. But say, no. I know all about that. See, she is a very clever being. She's going to destroy one of the greatest gospel ministries in about 13 months. No. She did the same thing. She's doing the same thing to a much more important person than me. She did the same thing to me. She's doing it to him. It'll totally wash out his fucking credibility, and a great big ministry is going to go down the tubes. Now, no. All this shit leads to her fucking glory. The fucking... No, the princess of fucking darkness is the great whore of Babylon will reign. And it's got nothing to do with anything that I've ever said. It's got nothing to do with any of your damn inventions and blowing mountains up. No. You are a filthy, rotten, stinking liar. And you know you are. You're as bad as some of the members in my cut-lapping family. Lie. You wouldn't know the truth if it came up behind you, smacked you in the asshole so loud it would take out a human ear.
Words to live by.
That guy is the smartest guy ever.
He's got it. He knows what's up. And we're just trying to get the word out to the rest of you, because really, I mean, we're all in ignorance, and this man has brought us the light. This Mark from New Jersey, as he is known on Earth.
You know that New Jersey produces high-quality people.
Yes, New Jersey is really where the cream of the crop comes from. They grow them in tanks,
yeah,
specifically.
I hear nothing but good about New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey is a garden, really. It's like Eden.
I hear it's beautiful there.
It's beautiful, and the air is cool and clear. And, you know, it's pretty much just, it's Eden-like. You know, we were cast out of New Jersey.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
It is only greater beings that remain.
Like Mark?
Like Mark from New Jersey. I already played this, is what I did. That was totally my scrubs. Let's just sort of pretend that never happened, okay? Don't tell Sneak Attack, because...
It's a remix.
Keep that.
This is a remix of the song.
Here we go.
Gorgar speaks of the ultimate challenge, of never-before playing power, of untold mystery. Gorgar speaks to you.
Me, Gorgar. Me, Nero.
The voice of Gorgar speaks of a first, of a breakthrough, of a feat that will never again know the same significance. Because Gorgar speaks. Gorgar is the first and only talking pinball game, given life and breath by Williams Electronics.
Me, Gorgar. Beat me.
The mighty words of Gorgar thunder, echoing throughout the pinball world, and the message is strong and clear. With the advent of Gorgar, it is no longer player versus machine. It is player versus monster.
Me, Gorgar. See me. Hear me. Feel my power.
Gorgar speaks of a whole new dimension in play. A tantalizing excitement and irresistible appeal. Of setting new profit records never dared to be dreamed of before. Gorgar speaks of supremacy, of a magic that could be created only by a monster that speaks. Only by a monster with a pulsating, beating heart that builds and pounds with player excitement and urges play on with every beat. Of a monster that comes alive with each flick of the wrist, each snap, each scoring drive.
Me, Gorgar. Me got you. Me not let go. Beat Gorgar.
Gorgar's words speak a challenge. Of a challenge that cannot be denied.
Me, Gorgar. Hear me. My words are for you.
Gorgar speaks. Listen to the sound. Hear the words. Feel the incredible playing and profit power that only Williams Electronics could generate. Because when Gorgar speaks, the industry listens.
And I gotta say, Gorgar is a great pinball machine.
Really?
It really is a great pinball machine. And guess what? It's a little after 10. We made it.
Woo!
We got all the way through. We lost our primary listener about like half an hour ago. But, you know, a lot of people listen to the podcast, so they'll be surprised. They'll go, okay, cool, I'm going to listen to Sneak Attack. Oh.
And then they'll shut it off.
They'll shut it off. But I've told them many times, you know, if we come back on Friday, they'll get Sneak Attack again. So we're just going to go out with a little bit of cruelty. So, good night, everybody. Enjoy the cruelty, and I'll see you again on Friday with my comrades in arms, Sneak Attack.
You are listening to Beep is to Beep on Awesomeville.